Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Look, we've got a great show for you today. Oh, my goodness. Rena Greenberg is joining me here today. Easy sugar breakup. Well, look, what I was saying to Rena before I came on air was, Benny, that, you know, I've read a lot of books in a 15-year period, right? And one of the things I love about this book, it is really inclusive of so much. You know, I think about what could be said about the topic, and then I think about what Rena has said about the topic and what is said in the book. So, Benny, for you, your challenge for today, if you choose to accept it, are you ready?
Always, always, Pat.
All right. Is to find the breakup songs for break, right? In and out of break.
Sure.
You know, songs like that have come out that are gut-wrenching, heartbreak, breakup songs. That's your mission.
All right.
Do you have a favorite breakup song?
Not really. I don't have too many breakups. See what I did there?
I saw what you did. Right. That is so very good.
Positive thinking. Okay. I know.
It is positive thinking. It is positive, positive thinking. What is the one by Patsy Cline? Oh, no, that's Do You Have Leaving on Your Mind? That could be a good one.
That's your area of expertise.
Yeah, that could be a good one. That could be good. But this is what we're doing here. We're talking about what does it mean to break up and why is it even important to really think about it? So today, this is what we're going to do. It's not just looking at when we talk about easy sugar breakup. We're talking about break the habits and addictions that control you. I want to say that again. Break the habits and addictions that control you. And this is very, very powerful right now for a lot of reasons. You know, I don't think we need another study that comes out, Benny, that tells us how we are absorbing, comforting ourselves, taking shortcuts, whatever you want to call it. The science is now out. We are absolutely absorbing levels of sugar or sugar byproducts at a pace that is unprecedented. I'm not even sure if the human body has the capacity. I'm not even sure if the human body has the capacity to do what we're doing. But that's not where I come in. That's where my very special guest comes in today. Rena Greenberg is joining me here today as the author of this book. And we're going to talk about it from a different perspective. We're going to talk about this from the perspective of solution, possibility, and wellness, because all you need to do is get the latest statistics on chronic illness that has just been reported, and we can point it to at least one aspect, which is what we put in our bodies. Rena, great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dr. Pat.
Now, a bunch of things we're going to talk about today. But I want to start with a conversation with you about a few of the things I said, whether or not I'm on track or not, you got to keep me honest. But the thing that I'm shocked by is from the time that my sister died on a hospital floor at 400 plus pounds, from that day that we got to experience that gut-wrenching event, it has became my passion to try to understand at least the psychological part of this. So here's my question for you to get this going. What happened? you know, how did we get here? Is it as simple as I seem to make it sound, like we're looking to comfort ourselves? Or have you discovered it's something a bit more complex?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Dr. Pat. First of all, I want to just offer my condolences. I'm so sorry. This is the first time hearing about your sister. That really is tragic. And, you know, as you said earlier, I mean, what's happening in our country and even around the world, it's just unbelievable, the amount of sugar. And when I say sugar, it's not just, you know, things that say sugar on it. It's just the processed food and all the sugar substitutes, you know, and all the sweeteners and that we're putting into our body and the lack of balance in the human diet, you know, that's just not there anymore. And so it is tragic. It's a great question. Is it comfort? Yes, obviously to one degree, because subconsciously, you know, we are always seeking pleasure and we're always moving away from pain. So when we have that locked in the mind, that idea that sugar or food is going to bring us pleasure and comfort, and it is an idea that's literally drilled into our head by the food industry, and then all of society has kind of embodied that idea and that notion. So yeah, it's the seeking of pleasure, but it's also a physical thing. And so it's a combination. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, the book and how it really, the point of it is to realize that it's not just any one single factor. It's of course psychological, of course we're seeking comfort, but for many of us, we get hooked into the addiction. And by now, most of us have heard, and it is true. It's not just, you know, an idea or a cliche, but sugar can be as addictive or more addictive for some people than cocaine. And that's pretty scary.
And we now know this, right? We now know that we are looking at multiple aspects of addiction. So let me give you for example, even though it's a topic we're not going to cover today, but we have now one of the greatest incidences of addiction to narcissistic tendencies. And, you know, if there is an addiction that is very difficult to break, it is that one, and it's painful. But when we look at our bodies and we look at the many ways that we are addicted and we cannot even identify it, it's unprecedented. Let me throw one out for you and see what you have to say. Right now on the market or in the marketplace, I'm not going to mention the product's name, but there is a product that was probably launched about, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe. And it's a zero sugar product. And what's happening is that the grocery stores, it's a drink. It's a little fuzzy, fizzy drink. The grocery stores cannot keep it shelved. And one of the questions that came up in a roundtable I did was, is it because we love it, or is it because there's something about it that is addicting? And I want to ask you this question because we have to open up the conversation about how are we being marketed? You know, what is it that folks know about whether it's zero sugar or other products that the general public doesn't quite understand in our physiology? I'd love for you to, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought it up because it is so tragic, the amount of manipulation that's going on. And it actually, it really is sad for me, especially I'm someone, as you know, I've done hypnosis now for almost 30 years, done my hypnosis seminars in hospitals all over the country, corporations, Disney, Home Depot, AT&T had me come on site to do hypnosis and behavior modification programs for employees for stop smoking and weight loss. And what's interesting is that a lot of people out there are afraid of hypnosis. They think either I can't be hypnotized or they're worried, what is, you know, they don't want to be manipulated. And I think, oh my gosh, like the lack of awareness of how manipulated our society already is. And the whole point of obviously doing a hypnotherapy program like the one I offer would be to unhypnotize ourselves, to take control back. Because just the idea that everybody or such a large number of our population could be sucked into the notion of a zero sugar substance and not even question what the heck is in it and why does it taste so good. it tastes so good because it's full of chemicals. And the chemicals, of course, are addictive. So we have no control. So the point is, the only control we have is not to have one sip. Because as soon as you have it, of course, you're going to have want more. And then we are in the net of the food industry and then ultimately the diet industry. Because what happens is you have zero sugar. But these things, they actually work on the pancreas, on the biology of the body. We may not consciously realize it, but what these kind of drinks do, these diet drinks are the most lethal because they actually increase our hunger. How do they do that? Because they stimulate the pancreas to produce insulin, wreaks havoc with our blood sugar, and then ultimately we're hungry, we want to eat more. So many, many people who are drinking these drinks are ultimately, gaining weight, and that feeds right into the hand of the food and the diet industry and obviously the big pharma. So it's just so sad to see, and as we know, how much, illnesses and diseases that were, they were around 20, 30 years ago, but now the rate of illness and disease is through the roof, and we can only tie it to the chemicals that are, obviously another conversation, not just in our food, but everywhere, but certainly what we're ingesting, isn't that the most important thing, I think?
Yeah. Yeah. And, we're going to talk about this in more detail because, boy, I got to tell you something, Rena, you did a great job in this book. I mean, awesome job. The reason I'm leading off with this is twofold. One, I found myself addicted to this particular product I'm talking about. And, I'm quite aware of my own tendencies, but it was so unconscious. It was so absolutely unconscious. And let me tell you how I know I was hooked. Well, let me take a break. And then when we come back, I'll tell you how I know I was hooked. When somebody like me can't not drink something like this, it's got to be an indication that some kind of crazy going on inside of me. When we come back, we're going to take that on and more. Why is it that we have to understand the mind to understand what it is that we do when we take things and put them in our body that we know are just not going to work for us? Stay tuned. Yep, we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden, inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The journey into spiritual healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself.
Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yes, Benny.
Yeah.
Yes.
I told you I'd find one.
Stay away from that sugar aisle. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Rena Greenberg joining me here today. She's the author of Easy Sugar Breakup. Look, I want to make this interactive for all of you out there. We're going to really look at and break some of this down for all of you. You know, I mean, Rena is also the founder of Easy Willpower. And so one of the things that I think I want to say, and I know she's going to say it, is that even if you are at a place where you feel hopeless and helpless about some of the things we're talking about today, I want to just say this to you. Don't let go of hope. Please don't let go of hope. Because what we're going to share today is what you can do and how you can do it. And one of the things that I'm really clear about, Rena, when all of this is the first level is awareness. And I want to get to that. And talk about this. When you wrote this book and you sat down and you said, look, I've got to say something about this. I've got a message that needs to come out into the world. Can you talk about what the state of affairs you were glaring into where you said, I have got to go full disclosure on this and try to help people?
Yeah, great question. When I went to write the book, I was so gratefully and thankfully on the other side of addiction. Some will say, you know, once an addict, always an addict, and I believe that to be true. However, I was on the other side of that kind of out of control, compulsive behavior, the self-sabotage. And so I also have seen so many people, I mean, literally thousands, who are, as you said, Dr. Pat, you know, just hopeless and feeling helpless, feeling like they've tried everything. Not everyone who struggles with addiction, obviously, is overweight, but for many people who come to me, weight is also an issue. So many people feel like they've just given up. You know, they've tried every diet, they've tried all this restriction, they've tried to quit their addictions in the past and find themselves always going back. So I knew I had found a formula to break free from any kind of addiction, and I really wanted to share it with as many people as possible, because my goal is for people to ultimately be free, and because we can't really be happy, let alone healthy, until we're free. And free means that we're free to make choices based on the outcome that we want, which is health and happiness, not based on compulsion, not based on the past, not based on chasing something that we're never going to find.
Yeah. I mean, every day there's a new story, there's a new statistic, there's something, right? I want to talk about you, what you say in the book when you talk about harnessing your inner power for success, because I don't think we realize how powerful we are. And I want to take a moment to talk about that, about what the discovery is on how amazing we are. Because, you know, in my case, I mean, I was joking a little bit about that drink that I drink, right, that people can't keep on the shelves of the grocery store. But when I get up at 2 or 3 in the morning and the first thing I'm really trying to reach for is a bottle of that stuff, it's enough for me to say, whoa, Pat. But let's talk about this. What is the inner power that you have discovered as an expert in this field that each of us have?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, there are many levels to our being. And, you know, we're not really taught this as kids. You know, so often we're identifying, well, maybe we grew up and our family really wanted us to identify with our intellect, our accomplishments. So there are those levels within, and those are important, you know, to really fulfill ourselves mentally, and our knowledge and our thirst for knowledge and understanding, and our accomplishments are also another, you know, important level for fulfillment in this world. Then there's also the emotional level. And a lot of times, you know, we're not really taught how to deal with our emotional level, because of course the emotions encompass joy and happiness, but also there are a lot of painful and difficult emotions that we cycle through, whether it's jealousy, grief, anger, fear, boredom. And we often don't know what to do with ourselves when these emotions come up. And then beneath those emotions, there are also the levels of it. So for example, fear, there's just basic, you know, anxiety, maybe just a general feeling of discomfort. And then there's full blown out, you know, panic. And so often we're taught that, well, when we have excess of those, then that's mental illness. And so then we start to, you know, label ourselves this way. But often what we're not really taught is that underneath all these layers or levels, there is a supreme, unbelievable power. And people have different words for that power. And people who do, you know, 12-step programs may call that their higher power. Some people may call it God, but a lot of people shy away from the word God because, you know, often some religious groups may feel have hijacked that word and it may mean something else to other people. So I'm really talking about that inner power. And it doesn't matter what you call it. You may even call it your own name. So you may call it, you know, this is the real Pat, the essence of Pat, the true Pat, you know, the real you at your core. But the important thing is not the name, not what we name it, but that we really think of it as our best friend and our ally. And it is our deepest wisdom. And it is our source for deeper understanding and guidance. And the great news is that when we connect to this deeper place within our being, so it could even be the subconscious mind, this is the part that I help people access through self-hypnosis. When we access this place, and the semantics I like best are just calling it the deep heart, that source of love. And I love the imagery that, you know, whatever images resonate for different people, for me, it's finding that time of your peak joy, bliss in your life. So for me, that was when I birthed my two babies, you know, just that feeling of this miracle that these amazing beings could come through me. For someone else, it may be something different. For some people, it's connecting with their pet or, you know, a day when they won something, just felt connected to all of life. But the more we connect to this place, the more we can actually access the place within ourselves that does know and want what's best for us. And we can learn to have this place within us guide us to make our best choices and our best decisions. So we're no longer making choices or engaging in behaviors in any areas of our life that are leading us away from the result we want. We want to always guide our thoughts, words, and actions towards the results we want, which is, of course, health, mental, physical, emotional health,
yeah,
and happiness.
Yeah. And, you know, let's just connect the dots here for a minute. We are now discovering, and at least discovering it with scientific method, let's just say, we are now discovering the mental, emotional, right, physiological impact that the food and the water or products we put in our body have on us. And I think that's very clear in your book in a lot of ways. And so I want to jump to that for a minute, because I think you call it Eat Smart for Life. And the reason that that's important is because not everybody sits here like you and like me, and I get to do 10 hours of radio a week and talk about things and discover things that I wouldn't, as an average everyday person, I wouldn't know. But the information is out. And so there are some things right now that requires a call to action, not just so that we could make a lifestyle change, but we are really talking about a change in our health for good. And there are several things in the book that you refer to, because we have to do something different here, Rena. We have to, as a society, have to at least start to do something different. I want to ask you this question. What's at the top three of your list that you would say to folks today? These are the three things, folks, I'd like you to consider doing / not doing.
Right. Yeah, great question. And, you know, of course, you can come up with your to-dos, the obvious, you know, drink more water, get more sleep, you know, eat more in a more balanced way. And of course, these things are very, very important. But I would say, if we're really going to look at the top things, because you made a really important point, people are so busy, busier now than ever before. A lot of people are actually on overwhelm. And they don't have time, you know, to really, you know, dig into research or anything like that. So the number one thing, and you said it earlier in the show, is awareness. You don't have to read it in a book. Just start to notice how your own body feels. A lot of times, because we're not paying attention, I remember back when I was, you know, let's say addicted to ice cream, I would have a bowl of ice cream and I would think, or drink my margarita, you know, I'd be going to the happy hours in New York City and I'd think, I feel great. You know, I just thought I felt great. I loved ice cream. You know, I loved margaritas. I didn't see a problem. But when I started to really track, you know, which of course for me meant really I got very, very sick. But I'm hoping, and my goal, you asked what motivated me to write the book. I don't want people to get as sick. I mean, I was literally, you know, facing death with a heart rate that had gone down into the 30s. And the age of 26, the doctor told me my heart was that of an 80-year-old. So it was,
wow.
I was this close to death. So I don't want people to wait, you know, for that point. But the key is when I started to pay attention, I started to notice the irony of thinking that if I had a bowl of ice cream, I felt great. Because the reality was, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes later, 5 hours later, or a day later, the point is when I was consuming these types of foods and drinks, I would start to, yes, I would get that lift, that high, but then I would come down and the first thing I would want is more. You described how you'd wake up at 2 a.m. reaching for that zero sugar beverage. What's going on? Well, you had the high and now, like every other addictive substance, you hit the bottom and the only thing your mind is thinking is I need more, because you're like that mouse on the wheel, you know, seeking that pleasure, when in reality, it's really causing a whole lot of pain. Because it's just addictive. It's a cycle that will not end until we get off that wheel.
Well, we've got some new discoveries, which we're going to share today. You know, what is it we're now learning about, let's just call them, solutions to help? What is it we're learning? When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to not just eat smart for life, but what about pharmaceutical grade CBD? Most of you have heard me talk about it. What is it about it, though? What can we say it does in this arena? How does it work? How does it help? What are some of the common myths about it? And what do we need to know? So today, you're getting ready to kick sugar out the door. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Oh, Benny, thank you for that. That's so good. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We have got a couple of copies of Easy Sugar Breakup to give away. And the book is really, I look at it and I think about what are we doing to help with, one, the direct effects. Then there are side effects. Then there are things that we look at, which Rena has covered, that talks about, you know, what does this Eat Smart do? And we're going to talk about CBD right now in a minute. But before we get there, Rena, what is the website? How can people find out more about you and everything we're talking about here today?
Thank you. My website is easywillpower.com. That's easywillpower.com. And that's for all my work with addiction and weight loss. And for the CBD, which we're going to talk about in a minute, I actually have a whole separate site for that. And that's renasorganic.com, R-E-N-A-S, and then the word organic.com.
Thank you. Thank you. And Benny, let's give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so Rena, I'm reading the book and I get to Eat Smart for Life. And one of the things I find, I find many, many things here. And I want to kind of go through them. But what I didn't expect to find here is a conversation about CBD. And I think I want to do two things. One, I want to start out with that conversation because I think we need to talk about the truth about CBD. Many people hear the initials, but they don't even know what it is. But you've really taken this on in this book in a very different way. So let's talk about it. What is it? What did you discover? What are the myths about it? And what should we know?
Yeah, great question. CBD, it stands for cannabidiol. And it is. It's the new rage out there. We're hearing that all the time. And you're right. People don't, not only don't they always know what it is, but more importantly, they don't understand. We need to educate ourselves about not only what is CBD, but what it can do. And when we realize that it can have profound health benefits, in many areas of our health, physically, also mentally and emotionally, to realize that there are different levels of CBD, different qualities of CBD. We want to make sure we understand how to get the best, highest quality CBD. So I actually stumbled upon it by accident. I had been in wellness for almost 30 years. And I, having worked in addiction all these years, I wanted absolutely nothing to do with anything that could possibly be psychoactive or altering in any way, because as we've been discussing, all the pitfalls of falling into addiction. I had glaucoma, very serious. It was getting worse, which is a disease of the eye where you actually lose vision. And it was suggested to me, this was 2 years ago, before it was as popular as it is today, to try CBD. I learned that it was part of the cannabis plant, the sister plant, industrial hemp, which is in the same plant family. And so that's, the marijuana family. That was not something I wanted to get involved with. However, when I realized, I researched it and found that CBD itself is not psychoactive. It's the medicinal part of the plant only. And I had actually no other choices. So I went ahead and used the CBD for my glaucoma. It was incredible. My eye pressures went down. My ophthalmologist could not believe the results. But on top of that, I started noticing that I felt calmer. I was sleeping better. My hormones felt more balanced. And this was something I was really paying attention to. And I wanted to let my community know about the CBD. So I researched the various brands out there. And what I came to see was very, very alarming. I saw that there was so much marketing out there about the CBD, a lot of information, but there was a lot of deception. I mean, to be blunt about it, there was a lot of information that was just really not accurate, or at least not being disclosed. So, for example, a product may be boasting CBD, but what they're not telling you is, for example, what's the potency? And I discovered that even health professionals were selling products, and I think unknowingly, because I think they didn't even realize it, that when you really scoured the label, oftentimes there was no potency listed. But if there was on the website, it could be 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, low milligrams. So I took it upon myself to create a brand where, not only was it going to be high potency, so medical grade, pharmaceutical grade, but you and I were talking in the break. One thing people don't realize is that it's got to be USA grown from the seed. It cannot be seeds imported. Well, I say cannot be, often it is, seeds imported from overseas. Why is that a problem? Because often the air and the soil in these places are not regulated to be organic, and there could be toxins or contaminants in the air, in the soil, in the environment where these seeds are cultivated. And the industrial hemp plant, similarly to its sister plant, the cannabis plant, is very, very porous, and so it can absorb these toxins. So you want to make sure, that even though the seeds that are cultivated in the United States are more expensive, it's for good reason. It's because everything is, when it's Colorado grown specifically, it's a clean air state. And you want to make sure that all this CBD use that you have, you can see the third party testing that verifies that it's pure, no contaminants, high potency. And those are just some of the factors that are important.
Well, and I think here's the thing. For so long, we have been seeing the results of, CBD use in the holistic community, especially here in the state of Washington, where, albeit, you had to go and get special permission to get it, we found that the cases of where it's been used for epilepsy, for some forms of autism, I mean, the list keeps growing and growing and growing. But you pointed out something very, very important. And I want to kind of blend that conversation over to food. The same care that we have to put into analyzing, reviewing, and making decisions about something like CBD, we really need to start doing that for the food we put in our body. And I don't know that we're there yet. Are we?
Unfortunately, many of us know. And, the truth is, it's very, very confusing. For many of us, we don't even know what to eat. Going back to the conversation about food. And I agree, there is a parallel there. We don't know because the information out there is confusing. And it does often require some research. And that's why you asked me earlier again, what motivated me to write the book? I wanted it to be a really simple, easy way for people to access what do they need to know and look for when deciding what to put in their body, whether it's the CBD or the food. And for food, I really encourage people to learn to listen. You talked earlier about that inner power, that inner strength, mm-hmm. that we really can know what's best. Because if we're just looking on the internet or shopping from doctor to doctor, it's crazy because, of course, there's one thing everyone agrees on, and that is, you know, as less processed, the less processed, the better, right? Whole, real, clean, unprocessed food from the earth. But people don't know, you know, for example, protein. You know, a lot of people say, you know, chicken, fish, meat, we should stay away from all that. Other people, you know, promoting the vegan, then other people are just only keto and paleo, and they're saying, no, absolutely no carbs, you know. So that's the complete opposite of the vegan or the raw. So ultimately, each of us needs to be able to discover, and that's one of the things I give in the Easy Sugar Breakup, are the tools to really learn and hone in for your own body what is the best eating plan for you. Because literally, one man's meat is another man's poison.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I discovered that the hard way, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, you know, I went through the period where we went from, okay, no fat, don't eat fat. So we did that. Then we went through the period of, okay, let's go to grains, right? So I went through the grains. And I'm not that body type. I'm not that person. And so for me to sit there and eat brown rice, that's an instant 10 pounds without even blinking. And so what you're talking about, I think, is so important. And I think it's the point that we have to really drive home. This is not a one size fits all. You've got to figure out what's great for you. But I will tell you what is a one size fits all. And that is, you got to break up with sugar. There's no question about that. How do we even begin to go about that?
That's a great point. I mean, you know, if you're a person, the food industry tells us a lot of lies, but the biggest lie they tell us is everything in moderation. It's true, there are some people that really can, you know, take a bite of a cookie and forget about it. So for those people, even though it's not best, they can get away with it. It's not as much of a problem as for people like you and I, Dr. Pat, where, you know, we know, just like, you know, with the brown rice and the grains, we know that when we're eating carbs, we are going to want more. Maybe not in that exact moment, but a few hours later, the next day, et cetera. We're going to be going in the wrong direction, which is why that instant 10 pounds, as you said. So the first thing to do is really to say, just like with any breakup, you know, I really like the analogy of breaking up and realizing that this relationship is unmanageable. It's yeah. just not going to work in the long run. That is not bringing me any closer to a sense of fulfillment or to achieving my life goals. In fact, it's doing the opposite. It's keeping me stuck. It's keeping me small. It's keeping me trapped. And it's keeping me from achieving the other dreams and hopes in my life. So it's not just about, you know, the weight and the vanity issue. It's about how is it affecting the quality of my life. And I always want to include mental and emotional health. Sometimes you think, well, I'm pretty healthy physically. And I have people come to me even in their 60s, 70s, where by the grace of God, they're really healthy. They've not had any issues. But I think if we stop to consider the mental and the emotional factor, for example, even how much of the day is spent feeling guilty, feeling ashamed, beating yourself up because you wish you hadn't eaten when you ate yesterday or 2 hours ago. And you start to factor in the way you're actually, you know, the quality of your life. And then you start to realize it's time to make that decision. And that is, believe it or not, that is the first step in saying, I am ready to break free. And to do it not with the sense of, like, dieting leaves you with such a sense of deprivation and denial and, no, it's the opposite, with a sense of empowerment and excitement. I am moving on. And it's like getting that divorce and feeling good about it.
Yeah. I want to skip the break, Benny, because I want to get to this last piece to chat with you about. And it's something that I learned from a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. And it is, you know, what happens when you decide you're going to change and you don't think about the wear and tear of what you've been putting in your body? Hence the word detox. So we hear the word detox a lot. I would love for you to shine a light on this, you know, because you cover it in the book. But there's a way to detox, and there's a way to detox, and there are people that would benefit from it. But again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Where are we going with the detox craze?
Yeah, it's a very good point. You know, detoxing, of course, can be a very, very good idea, very beneficial to cleanse the body of all those toxins. However, the bottom line is, what's the result? And when a detox is too harsh for your system, especially if you're a sensitive person, many of us are, then it has a strong chance of backfiring. And when that happens, it's devastating, because there are so many repercussions, not just, you know, physically, how it makes your body feel, but also that sense of failure and helplessness. And you talked earlier about having hope, the idea that forget about it, it's just not worth it. So in the book, I have a 2-week cleanse that is very, very gentle for the body, and includes also food. So it's not just, you know, like a liquid diet, which sometimes can just be too harsh for people. What I want to help people avoid is what so many people have already done so many times. And that's, you know, doing something because they're desperate or feeling desperate. They want to drop those 30 pounds or even the 10 pounds. And then, of course, what happens, even if they do drop that weight, it's going to come right back. So I'm always looking at long-term results. And honestly, you know, back to the CBD, that's why I created the unique CBD Super Cider, because it really helps to gently cleanse, but at the same time to energize the system, so people just start to feel better. And because we're putting into the body that mega nutrition, then we can actually start to feel better and healthier right away. And without having that, you know, that feeling that you're talking about, where we just become depleted when we try to detox too quickly.
And well, you're talking about the Super Cider. Is that available on your website? How do people find out more about that?
Yeah, that's available at renasorganic.com. And I really wanted people to have a chance to try. You know, it's a really high quality medical grade product, USDA organic certified, which I'm really excited because it's one of the few CBD products to actually carry that certification. But so I am offering a free 1-ounce bottle so people can try it. And it's got a wonderful cannabinoid herbal formula, which you can learn more about on the site. And the way to get this free bottle is just go to renasorganic.com/free. And there is a nominal shipping fee. So you are going to pay a little bit of shipping to get the product. But at least I wanted the product itself to be free. So, you know, you'd have a chance to try it and really just see what it's like to put that mega nutrition with the full spectrum CBD and feel how that feels. Because I think people can really feel the difference.
Yeah. 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 I mean, clearly, when you talk to people that have made this change in their life and their lifestyle, they rave about it. You know, I know we've got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you this question. You are out and about, you know, you're in front of people, you're in public, you know, people talk with you all the time. I got to ask you this. What is heaviest on people's minds around this? What are you finding, if there is such a thing as a pattern across the board, what are you finding that keeps popping up in terms of the greatest challenge for folks?
I think the greatest challenge that I'm seeing is people. It's interesting. I think it all kind of circles back to the faith and the hope that there really is a chance for them. I think a lot of people out there are just resigning themselves to say, you know what, this is me. And I'm all about, you know, self-acceptance and self-love and self-respect, clearly. And I understand, you know, that at any size, we have to love ourselves and appreciate ourselves. But because, as we've been talking this whole hour, it is such a health issue on every level. That breaks my heart the most is the idea that people feel there's just no way out. You know, that their addictions, their cravings, their compulsions, their habits are so strong. And so I'm so excited. I mean, that's the most gratifying thing for me is when people find my system and they say, wow, this is incredible because I'm not on a diet. I can eat anything I want. I just don't want the junk anymore. And that is the point that I want people to see is, we can break up from sugar successfully. We can get to the other side. We can be completely free. And we can be in a room full of people eating, you know, garbage, and it doesn't faze us. And that is, you know, that is what I want people to really discover for themselves.
I know we have a few minutes left, but I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up. About 10 years ago, I did an interview with a woman who, her dear husband, seriously stage of Alzheimer's. And what she did was she sort of took health in her own hands. And one of the things she did, and she's published on it, one of the things she did was she looked at providing her husband, and for lack of a better word, I'm just going to say with ketones. And I just want to ask you, this seems to be now the latest of new things, ketones. Products every day on the market coming out. You know, there was a product that was sent to me the other day, which I didn't take because I looked at the label and they put sucrose in a ketone product. And it just doesn't even make sense. What should we know about this? Because, you know, we could do a whole show on this, but I just want to touch upon it from where you are right now. I think the jury is still out in a lot of ways, but what's your sense of it?
Well, it's so interesting. You know, from my perspective, I feel like it's interesting, you know, how things cycle around. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's very, very similar to the Dr. Atkins approach, which was hugely popular, you know, 30 years ago. And I think he was the first one that came to see the value of animal protein to balance the blood sugar. And then there's been such a backlash against it. And I think as with every diet, there are serious issues, like you're saying, you know, why put in the sweeteners at all? You know, it kind of defeats the whole purpose. But again, the food industry is always catering to wanting people to, you know, want that taste and to get that addicted. Mm-hmm. So I think it takes a lot of courage. I know myself when I put out my products like Slender Cider and CBD Super Cider not to go that route. Like there's no chemicals, there's no artificial sweeteners, there's no sugars. And when people say they taste good for an herbal formula, you know, not like a soda. So I think the thing is that when I said each of us need to discover the eating plan that's best for us, for many people, leaning more on animal protein throughout the day with salads and vegetables is a great way to stay balanced. But I think that anything to an extreme, like where you're only eating protein and no carbs at all, meaning you know, not even vegetables, I think that can be a problem ultimately. I think ultimately for each of us, it's all about balance. But I definitely think there's value in what we're learning, what we learned from Dr. Atkins when he was still alive, and the same thing now. I mean, really, the ketones is just continuing along that route.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because I do remember learning from Dr. Atkins. And I will tell you this. It's to this day, what I discovered from Dr. Atkins is what my body really does like. Right. Yeah. And, you know, for somebody like me, I crave protein at levels that, you know, I'm also pretty active. But I used to deny my body that because we start to really look at things that pop out, the next craze, the next fad, the next this. But the body does know, does it? And I want to thank you for today. Again, please give out your website. Thank you for today. And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh, thank you so much. It's just been such a joy to be talking with you, Dr. Pat, and I appreciate all the positivity you're giving out there to your listeners. What I really want to say to people is kind of what you started out with saying, you know, in terms of hope, never give up. The past does not equal the future. And everything that's happened to us, everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything has happened has led us to this moment here and now with a new opportunity, wiser, stronger, a new opportunity to begin again. And so I'm thrilled to help people along that route. And my website, again, is easywillpower.com. That's E-A-S-Y, willpower.com. And then the CBD website is renasorganic.com. And Easy Sugar Breakup's available on Amazon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Benny, thank you. Man, thank you for playing the tunes, Mr. Benny. Yahoo.
Oh, no problem. You know, it's always throwing it back for the breakup times, you know. I don't try relish on those times. But, you know, we look to the positive, right? Yeah, yeah.
We look to the positive, yeah. I got to tell you, I should do a show about that, Benny, because I got to say that, you know, the breaking up sometimes is hard to do only in the moment. Down the road, you're thinking, wow, did I stay really too long? Yeah. Thank you, Benny.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.